think, Sarah, that there's a group of us, the sort of star seeds. Alex Collier, an Andromedan contactee who's a friend of mine, he said the thing he likes is 200 million of us came back from the future to right a great wrong. I think that's us, because there's no other reason why we would all see it and everyone else is blind. And then you think you're the only one, but I think we're holding down this light grid. So, you know, I'm here in satanic Maine, but there's also incredibly good people here. And then I've met Renette Senham and I've met you. And so now I have this group of people all over the world, like real friends who I never knew before. It's almost like somehow the light went on and we all, okay, this is what we came for. Okay, before we were, you know, we were doctors and we were whatever, but now this is what we're doing. We're little beacons of truth, just like those 5G towers, which I like to believe have something in them, COFEFE, that Trump talked about that will make them 432 hertz if they ever try to turn them on.
Are you ready to take control of your health in today's toxic world? Look no further. Masterpiece is here, setting the gold standard for holistic detoxification. Masterpiece, the natural master binder, features nano-sized zeolites combined with marine plasma nutrition. And here's the groundbreaking news. In initial trial results, users have experienced an astonishing 80% removal of toxins after just 60 days of use. Say goodbye to forever chemicals and heavy metals. Masterpiece is a game changer, efficiently capturing graphene oxide, arsenic, mercury, and over 85 other heavy metals. Not to mention it tackles forever chemicals like microplastics and PFAS, a group of over 4,700 man-made chemicals lurking in everyday products. Users are reporting incredible benefits, more energy, heightened mental clarity, and better sleep. One user happily explained, "The mental fog is just gone." And the best part, Masterpiece is affordable. For just $52.99, you get a 2-month supply that can transform your life. Visit sarahwestell.com under shop or click the link below to grab yours today. Don't keep this breakthrough to yourself. Spread the word to family and friends. Masterpiece is not just a product, it's a life changer. Act fast and get yours today at sarahwestell.com or with the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Dr. Christiane Northrup joining the program. We're going to talk about all sorts of topics, but we're also first going to talk about Stand Firm Now and how she's going to explain what that organization is and all these affidavit of doctors and nurses and medical professionals in general and how that got added to the Supreme Court and the background on all of that. And then we're going to get into some really interesting topics that she really likes to talk about and raising your own frequency. I think it's an important discussion that we have. But before we get into that, I want to remind you about Marjorie's seminar that she has where she's teaching you how to grow your own food. I think we're in a situation where food prices are inflating. The food supply is under attack. And even so, just growing your own food, because it's so much more nutritious. And so you can go to sarahsbackyardfarm.com and check that out. There are 36 different experts, and you can just learn how to grow your own food. I think that is beyond important. So I hope you check that out. Okay, let's get into my super interesting conversation with Dr. Christiane Northrup. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Oh, this is very fun. And it's been nice to meet you, Sarah. I get to know you, you know, where we come from, these other things, and then all come together.
It is. Well, I got the pleasure of being on a special project with you and the Stand Firm Now, which it was a phenomenal organization. And I'm so impressed with what you guys did with that. Can you explain what that is and what, you know, just explain what it is?
Yes. Okay. It is an affidavit strategy to take down this vaccine mandate thing. But I want to tell everybody how we got there. So back in March of 2020, and before, I was working in our state with a thing called LD 798. And this was a legislative bill to restore religious exemptions to vaccines in the state of Maine, which they had gotten rid of, even though the governor, when she was elected, said she would never do that. And then she gets in. We had collectively 100,000 signatures. Maine is a referendum state. 100,000 signatures to get this thing on the ballot. But then they did some screwy business and had the vote in March at a Democratic primary. And so we lost, and we had so much support that to this day, I don't think we lost. But that's another story, because then on March 20th, 4 years ago, right now, we had COVID hit. And suddenly my legislator friends were told, just like everyone else, you've got to go home. I mean, they left their computers, they left everything. Suddenly, globally, we have this big, oh my God, something so horrible has happened. You've all got to go home and shelter in place, which, by the way, is impossible without a very orchestrated thing. But anyhow, then began a series of meetings that I was talking with Pam Popper, who started Make Americans Free Again. And I met Renette Senham through this. Every Tuesday, we would all get on a Zoom, a bunch of people who were interested in this sort of thing. And Pam said, start Thursday night meetings because, okay, so this was the strategy. You've got to love where we've all come in since March of 2020.
Yes. Yeah.
So Pam Popper says, okay, so here's what we have to do. We need to become one issue voters. Do you or do you not believe that each of us should have the right to determine what gets injected into our bodies or that of our children? That's the one issue. And if they say no, you shouldn't have that right, okay, that you vote them out. So that seemed simple. So she started a strategy called Make Americans Free Again. And that's, and she's got her website and has since become a 501c3. And she said, so our whole deal is to fund lawsuits. And the strategy at the beginning was to ask the governors who closed down their states what the cycle threshold was of the PCR test that they were using, knowing full well that anything over 24 is a false positive. That's assuming you even believe in viruses, and that is a whole other thing. So, you know, I started those meetings in my home, and we called ourselves Maine Stands Up, and we had an incredible lawyer, and Peter McCullough did our affidavit on that first lawsuit, and it was masterful. And then, of course, the courts threw it out, and we've been all experiencing for the past 4 years, the courts throwing it out, throwing it out, throwing it out. I've learned this thing called standing. And then I went to the legislature and I testified, you know, about all kinds of things. Well, my friend Wade Hamilton is a pediatric cardiologist, and he had a young woman, age 16, come into his practice with chest pain, and her mother had just had her she got a COVID shot, Pfizer or something, and she began to have chest pain. But she wanted Dr. Hamilton to sign a waiver so that the daughter could play sports. And Dr. Hamilton, who's very up on all of this, said, I'd like to wait 6 months. She could have myocarditis from the shot, and I don't want to risk that. And the mother was so mad that he questioned the COVID shot that she reported him to the Board of Registration in Medicine. Now, remember, in the state of Maine, which is, you know, people think of the Mainers as, you know, the independent lobsterman kind of thing, but we're also crawling with World Economic Forum people. We're just crawling with young global leaders here. And so Meryl Nass from Ellsworth, Maine, has had her license removed after 3 years of hearings because she recommended ivermectin for one of her COVID patients.
Jeez.
3 years of hearings. And then Paul Goslin managed to keep his license, which is amazing. And then there was Wade, who was in the crosshairs of the Board of Registration in Medicine. Well, at that time, everyone was scrambling to find legal representation or knowing how do you do this? This has never happened. We doctors have always been able to prescribe off-label drugs. I mean, it's just common practice. And ivermectin was one of the World Health Organization amazing drugs for 60 years. And suddenly,
super safe.
Yeah, your question. So anyway, so Wade called an attorney, a non-bar attorney named Sean Rice. And Sean then, and I'm quoting Sean. I told, because, you know, like what should he do about his license? I told him that in my opinion, I would walk into any medical review board regarding COVID shots and pose a question before dealing with any of their concerns regarding my failure to approve or disseminate the COVID shot. That question is, do you have, and I want to see it, your limited immunity document supplied to you from both the county prosecutor's office as well as the U.S. attorney's office for engaging in an ongoing felony homicide program? Now, that got my attention because a bunch of us knew, like the five docs, Larry Pilevsky, way back in October of 2020, told the Vaccine Choice Canada, he said, they asked him about the COVID shot. And Larry goes, would you want the short answer or the long answer? And he says, well, I'll start with the short answer. It's a murder weapon. So we've known that, and we've been, you know, crying from the rooftops. Anyway, so Sean goes on. Then I would read them their Miranda rights, place a tape recorder on the table, and tell them, let's begin. So here's the strategy, he said. One doctor, one affidavit, even with exhibits, no big deal. Three or four, okay, that's nice. 100, okay, good. 16,000 and this thing is over. Didn't Malone claim he had 16,000 doctors on his side with similar opinions? I mean, 16,000 separate affidavits sworn under penalty of perjury with exhibits in support, with the signer reading it into a video under penalty of perjury, and posted on a website archive for court submission. It's a maxim of law that external actions indicate internal intentions. The fact that the powers that be in the government, trustees, pharmaceutical companies, or people who are associated with the World Economic Forum and the media are pushing for a shot that is killing people is indicative of the fact that they are engaged in a eugenics program to reduce population. This constitutes homicide. Whether or not the homicide is outright intentional murder, manslaughter, or felony homicide depends upon the amount of involvement, direct or indirect, of the actions of the criminal. In order to bring forth both a criminal case and a civil case, the charging party must file a criminal case first, followed by the civil action. You cannot do it in reverse. It is clear that prosecutors throughout the planet are not doing their job. And the question is, are they incompetent or are they being paid off? Think George Soros. And we know, for instance, that George Soros paid $30,000 to get an AG appointed in Portland, Maine. And, you know, we're a sanctuary city and overflowing with illegal immigrants. When the affidavits are created and made self-authenticating by the fact that the doctor in question has read their affidavit in the video and swears that the data is true and correct, that will create testimonial evidentiary support for both the criminal complaint and the civil complaint. The neat part here is that after the criminal complaint is filed with the county prosecutor and or the United States attorney and or the county sheriff's department, thereafter, during the civil litigation discovery process, whatever the civil defendants disclose, those can be used in criminal prosecution thereafter. It is a near crossfire of legal process. Furthermore, if we start using an administrative adjudication process preceding the civil suit to get the other side to admit that the fact patterns in the affidavits are true and correct, it will be evidentiary already served in both the criminal and civil litigation. Keep in mind that the government are just people holding offices of trust, i.e. their trustees. They have a higher standard of fiduciary duty. Fiduciary misconduct in office is a big deal. If it rises to the level of homicide, it may constitute treason against the sovereigns that put them in those offices. And here's the one. This is the sentence. It is not possible to legislate murder and somehow grant themselves immunity.
That's right.
So I'm, you know, talking to Sean because I was also doing the SPC thing, the secured party creditor, you know, you get your birth certificate off the rolls of the crown in London and all that. So I say to Sean, well, who's going to create that, you know, that database? And he goes, oh, I thought you should do that. And I thought,
you.
Oh, seriously, you know, like, okay. And it was like one of those things that, you know, where I started to have these meetings in my home, December 29th, 2020, which led to Maine Stands Up. So we now got meetings all over the state and, you know, all the rest of it. And so then I gathered with people came in and we began to create a website. And here's what we found, though, Sarah, in the beginning. Doctors were so hesitant to sign the affidavit. I was shocked by how hard it was to get not just doctors, but healthcare providers, because they were, you know, so afraid because people are losing their license all over the United States and in Europe. And then we looked at what happened to Reiner Fulmick and all the people who came out at the very beginning. Yeah. And, so finally, and what we did, we created the 22 COVID commonalities. So this is a generic affidavit. We have now, I think, 450 exhibits, because what's so great is all the stuff we said at the beginning, now all of the science is leaking out that's proving everything that we've said.
That's
all on the website, standfirmnow.org. Then we started in with prosecutenow.io, and we were going to be connected with David Martin and the lawsuit they had in Salt Lake City. But then the web guy just disappeared, and we apparently had thousands of affidavits that just went up into thin air. Anyway, it's just come down to a small group of people who are getting it done. And we're finally moving the server in it'll be a private server. There'll be no way that anyone can get the data. And by the way, we do not have anyone's affidavit online. There are three different hard drives. And so nobody can go in and get the doctor's names and addresses from the affidavit because they're not available.
Lesson, right. You learned your lesson because of before when they saw.
Yeah, we learned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we are still gathering affidavits. And what's great is any doctor can go to Stand Firm Now, download the affidavit and have it notarized. Upload it. They're taken off daily, upload it. And then you just, in a video, you just say, this is your name. And you don't have to read the whole thing. This was my affidavit. This is the date. So remember, a notary is an official of the court. So therefore, with enough affidavits that are notarized, you bypass that whole thing where they'll hear it or not hear the case. You bypass it because an official of the court has already notarized the affidavit, said it's true and correct. So we are still collecting affidavits. But the beauty of it is, because we've been at it for so long, this database of these affidavits, I mean, of the affidavits and the exhibits can be used by anyone else, because we're hoping that that's what'll happen here, is that anyone can then use the exhibits, because sooner or later, you and I both know,
If you've been following recent developments, you're likely aware of the ongoing transformation in the global economy. The BRICS nations are actively advocating for the replacement of the dollar as the world's reserve currency, and an increasing number of countries are aligning with their efforts. Concurrently, the stability of the Western banking system is facing unprecedented challenges, reaching a level of fragility not seen since the 2008 financial crisis. The reputable Weiss Research Group, known for accurately forecasting bank failures with 99.3% accuracy since 2008, now anticipates a substantial risk of over 4,000 banks facing vulnerabilities, with a fourth of them on the brink of imminent failure. According to their data, all the experts are predicting a major economic collapse more impactful than the crash of 1929. Historically, precious metals have proven to be resilient assets during such economic uncertainties. Now is an opportune moment to consider acquiring gold and silver to safeguard your family's financial well-being. For the most reliable service and the best prices on gold and silver, I recommend Miles Franklin at info@milesfranklin.com. When you contact them, mention Sarah sent me. It ensures you receive the best service and pricing available in the country. That's a guarantee from them to me. Take proactive steps now to secure your assets and protect your loved ones. Contact info@milesfranklin.com and let them know Sarah sent you.
This is all going to come tumbling down because it's illegal. And yeah, so where are things with Biden versus Missouri?
Well, you guys got added, right? We got you into that.
Yeah.
We don't. And the justices need to know that information is there and they need to take it seriously. I got to tell you, I think you probably saw my email because Three Rivers isn't super excited about them. He's not sure if they're actually taking this stuff seriously, but I don't think they're taking the entire case seriously.
They're not.
The entire oral hearing, I don't even think they read the Missouri side of it. Now there's other justices. To be fair, there's probably other ones that didn't talk much that may have and maybe taking their job seriously. But it seems the questions were so poor and they didn't even get to the meat of what was there. It was as if they're trying to figure out, they already know what they're trying to do. They want the government to be able to censor and control information. And they're trying to figure out how to make the legal system work with that and not, even though this is so obvious with the First Amendment situation and the violations of all of our rights, they're going to try to figure out how to get around this. It looks like they didn't even care what was in there. And so even though all this information is now at the Supreme Court, are they going to do what's right? And history is going to look at this. They know this is there. It's at the Supreme Court. History is going to look at you and say, okay, you didn't do what was right. When all these people were killed, you didn't do what was right, because it is going to come down.
Of course it is.
That's how I believe.
Yeah, I know it is. And so here's the thing. We have done this. It's 100% pro bono. Nobody's making any money. I think, we finally have a secure wallet on the site where you can donate. I'm not sure if it's up yet. We've only worked on that for a year or two because we didn't want to be like the Canadian truckers where, you donate money and then bank it keeps a hold of it. But we're coming up on, this April 8th eclipse, and eclipses reveal things. One light goes out of the sky and they reveal what's been hidden. And I just saw on Cal Washington's site, which is inpowermovement.org, they have a sample notice of liability for vaccinations. And they gave the true names of the World Health Organization people like Tedros and what their real names are. And
Tedros isn't his real name.
No, that's not what is on the notice of liability. No, there's something else going on. You wouldn't believe it. Sample of liability regarding mandatory vaccines. And this is notice to agent, is notice to principal. Now, you know, Cal Washington has done a huge amount of work on this. Silence is acquiescence, agreement, and dishonor. This is a self-executing contract. Okay, now this is what's so interesting. Okay, and this goes to Thanos, son of Alars, acting as genocidal warlord of the Black Order of the Titans and acting as the man. Then there's Dormammu, acting as supreme ruler of Dark Dimension. Loki, Lofason, acting as god of mischief of Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunizations. And Malefic, Dark Elf, acting as president of the World Health Organization. That's their real names, apparently.
You know, I had someone who was involved in this cult come onto my show a few times.
Yeah.
Because I was just trying to figure out what is going on here. And she told me there were like 9 leaders in their cult who are coming forward. And that makes it, I think they're a bunch of goofballs, but the goofballs are running stuff.
That's the thing. Now, the other thing that happened for me, I first go out to Tulsa with Clay Clark's first Reawaken America tour at the Rhema Bible College. And I read Ephesians for the first time. We battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities that are not of this world. And suddenly things began to come into focus for me about Christ. And then I talked with Cal Washington and he said, yeah, the Bible is a contract. It's a contract between humans who were given dominion by God in Genesis. I'm going to give you dominion over the air and the sea and the land. But it's a contract, but we have to step up and claim this dominion. And what have we been? We've been dumbed down by whoever forever. Think of what the church has done. I mean, you know, not the church that Jesus talked about. We are that church. No, he's talking about, you know, all the deep, dark stuff in the Vatican and all the gold hidden under there and all of the rest of it. And so when Cal speaks of this being a contract, and then you find also talking with Sean Rice, I said, how do you go about learning this? He said, well, the first thing you need to know is your jurisdiction. If you, as this federal judge knows, he says, you walk out your door, you look up, and that's your jurisdiction. We are given our rights by God, not by lawyers. BAR stands for British Accredited Registry. All the money goes to the Crown. All of our tax dollars go to the City of London. And you begin and you find out that your birth certificate has been traded for your lifetime labor. And then there's the Federal Reserve where, you know, you give them $100 and they can lend it out 100 times and then just print more money and interest on it. So we're in this debt slave system. We're all beginning to realize this, which is very exciting. And, you know, in the Book of Esther, it says we were born for such a time as this. It's all going to turn around. So each of us does our little part. So I have learned funding lawsuits, though interesting, is not where I want to put my time or money, because they keep you going in lawfare forever and ever and ever. Amen. Even with the best of the lawyers. And then testifying before a Democratic legislator, like what we have in Maine. By the way, they're dragging out this current bill to make Maine a sanctuary state for gender affirming care, which means you come to Kittery and you have a lobster roll with your parents and you're 11, but you think you're a boy because you've had, you know, you've had 15 shots by then and you're on an iPad all the time. So you can't think straight and you eat poison. So you think you're a boy. If you walk across the street to a social worker and you say, I'm a boy and my parents aren't letting me, you know, have a penis created from my from this muscle in my arm. They'll just take you, and the parents can do nothing about it. And the police from other jurisdictions can do nothing about it. And that's before our legislature right now. So if you don't think this is Satan, people, then, you know, you need to wake up. But if you're not going to wake up, that's okay. I can't do anything about it.
Well, how young can they do that? Because kids that still believe in Santa Claus,
they're doing it at age 11,
okay,
at the Barbara Bush Medical Center, where I was a clinical professor for 30 years in Portland, Maine.
So is the age cutoff 11?
I don't know.
But I was just wondering it, because I know they're doing it to little kids too that are 5 and 6, you know, and they're starting in Santa Claus, and they're doing it to them.
Well, first of all, the puberty blockers, let me just say this so that somebody can hear this. Regardless of the ideology, those puberty blockers will cause heart disease, osteoporosis. I mean, these are the GnRH agonists are horrific in the side effects. So you think that this is simple. I don't know if you've listened to any of these surgeons who talk about it. It's just one big experiment. And by the way, a penis that you make from a girl's forearm muscles and then a big chunk of skin off her thighs is not operable, because here's the way it works. God makes a pretty functional urinary system and functional hormones. And if you're a man and you want to become a woman, every cell in your body is closing your midline. It's not opening it. So when you talk to some of the transitioners, the males who became female, they can't keep the vagina open, even if they're driving around with a dildo in there all the time. You're not hearing this, because what happens is, just like at the beginning when we started to talk about the shot, the woke mob, which is a lot of bots and a lot of satanic thing, will land on you. So if you're a detransitioner and you start to talk about your experience and you have buyer's remorse because you realize you'll never breastfeed a child and probably never have an orgasm. But then the trans mob lands on you. The only way to explain it is Satan.
It's really evil to explain it.
Yeah.
Well, and you feel like crap the rest of your life, because let's face it. I mean, just trying to feel good in your own, not transitioning, just being a woman, trying to feel good with the hormonal transitions is hard. Just doing that is hard. Now think of the issues that your entire life with your body fighting the drugs that you're taking to try to be something different than your natural was created. I'm not talking mental and being gay. That's a different topic. I'm talking whatever your body is.
Yeah. And you know, as somebody who, I mean, I was on Oprah with Suzanne Summers, and we were talking about bioidentical hormones, and there was such a misunderstanding of a bioidentical hormone versus a synthetic and all of that. And that's just talking for normal women going through menopause.
Yes.
That's not an exact science. So now let's take 12-year-olds. And it's mind-boggling. And so all you can do really is get down on your knees at the end of the day and say, God, this is like way bigger than I am, and I don't know what to do about this. So you're going to have to take the wheel on this, because God knows we're trying. But you look at what the public schools are doing. Gender Queer, that's a nice little book they put right out there at the library so they can teach you oral sex when you're 11. Isn't that nice? I mean, the war on innocence. And, you know, my daughter has a couple little girls, and we're talking about, you know, making sure that they don't get a cell phone or on social media till they're 18.
I know. You're like, I just want to totally protect them. But I mean, you're trying to be like a good parent, right? I'm like, oh, don't send them to school, homeschool them and all this stuff. But I mean, because it's just so crazy. Did you see what the New Yorker, the article they put in last week or the week before on the right for children to have the right for children for sex, the right of sex or something.
And well, that's because, okay, the satanic pedophiles need to legislate their own pedophilia. So they are minor attracted persons maps.
That's
my
right.
God.
Well, yeah, in my state, people pushed back. They were trying to make it so that they removed the verbiage from the legislation that was an exception. Like the sexual orientation was your right? Whatever sexual orientation, but what was in there was the exception, unless you're attracted to young kids and that's not protected. If you're attracted to a minor, right? That's not, they took that language out. People were up in arms. And so they backed it out. And then in the color of night, when everybody thought it was removed, they put it back in and passed it.
That's what they do.
So now they're now they're a step closer to making that a legal sexual orientation. Actually, it is right now. I mean, there's nothing that doesn't.
Yep. Yep.
And then
go ahead. We have more power than Satan. Yeah, we're in Satan's realm. I get it. We are. We have more power. So Cal Washington in the app, which I'm part of, inpowermovement.org, there are incredible stories of people like in national parks in Canada, and the ranger will come up and say, you're not supposed to be there, because they take an oath, you know, to the queen and all of that. And by the way, they take an oath on the Bible. There's an oath on the Bible, on that contract, which means humans, natural born humans, have dominion. So these people, when they know this, they're in a national park, you know, comes up, did you take an oath before the queen? And yes, I did. And then inside, these humans would say, I have dominion here. God gave me dominion. And they, one after another story about the person backs off. It's like there's this inner switch. Oh, wow. There's really something spiritual and biblical about what happens when you finally stand up in your own power. I've heard it over and over and over.
Is there something where those of us who stood up from the beginning already had that? Because
yep,
there
I
wasn't,
so.
I didn't even question for a moment. I mean, I was fighting from day one. Like, this is so obvious to me.
Well, I believe that we are, this started to happen, you know, and I would do this little ministry every night on Facebook and Instagram, you know, hey, is your kid back from college calling you a racist, a transphobe? I mean, so anyway, I do think, Sarah, that there's a group of us that sort of starseeds. Alex Collier, an Andromedan contactee, who's a friend of mine, he said the thing he likes is 200 million of us came back from the future to right a great wrong. I think that's us, because there's no other reason why we would all see it and everyone else is blind. And then you think you're the only one, but I think we're holding down this light grid. So, you know, I'm here in satanic Maine, but there's also incredibly good people here. And then I've met Renette Senem and I've met you. And so now I have this group of people all over the world, like real friends who I never knew before. It's almost like somehow the light went on and we all, okay, this is what we came for. Okay, before we were, you know, we were doctors and we were whatever, but now this is what we're doing. We're little beacons of truth, just like those 5G towers, which I like to believe have something in them, COFEFE, that Trump talked about, that will make them 432 hertz if they ever try to turn them on.
I hope so. I sure hope so. You know, we have some work to do on that side. So we have some more work there. So what do you think is the most important that thing that people need to hear before we are, you know, left without you? Because while you're here, we want to hear your amazing wisdom.
The most important thing you can do is raise your own frequency. So let me tell you a bit about what that is. And you probably know the book Power Versus Force. And what we know is someone who is at a high frequency, like Jesus, it's not like we're going to get there, but you know, if you're in gratitude and truth and all that, you have a much higher frequency than someone who is in fear. And I don't know if you read this thing in the New York Times, I think it was, Jeff Childers was reporting on it, that there's this whole group of people that just don't believe that COVID is over. It's like never going to be over. And they're all Democrats. They live in complete and utter fear. So here's the good news.
Too bad. Yeah.
If you are in fear, you have no power. If you are in gratitude and love, but not that Pollyanna, oh, only hurt people hurt other people. Everyone means well. No, they don't. Wake the F up. Okay. And by the way, righteous anger, which is when the innocence of someone else is being threatened, is a cause of health. It's high vibration. Now, you don't stay in the anger, but in the moment, then if when you feel it and you express it and move it through your body, that keeps your frequency high. So trying to be all nicey-nicey and everyone's just trying the best they can, that's not high frequency.
Thank you. Absolutely.
That's just not high frequency. That is what I call a shit cake. That is somebody who's sugarcoating shit. It just does not work. And I have a sensor for that. Oh my God. Part of me, it just rises up in me, that kind of thing when someone else is innocent. So you stay in high vibe and you visualize the best. Like just this morning, I put on my Substack for everyone to read my envisioning prayer that I did with Jean Decode and 17 other people on November 17th in 17 languages. And we all read our envisioning prayer according to the work of Dolores Cannon. In this realm, in Satan's realm, our power, our creative power, is our thoughts and our emotions. So you keep staying with the high vibration ones, which means you got to be listening to people who are in a positive mode. Renette and I can get going on the black pilling. You know, the people who tell you, oh my God, we've all got graphene oxide. We've all got parasites. It's too late. It doesn't matter if you didn't get the shot. You're all doomed. That's black pilling. That's the realm of Satan. That's the realm of Satan. So what I believe when Jesus said, these things and more ye shall do also. I absolutely believe that we have the ability to heal anything instantaneously. That when Jesus, when we release the living water, the power that Jesus taught about, you can heal anything. And you've got to spend most of your day there. It doesn't mean you're not listening to podcasts and seeing what's going on, because that's just burying your head in the sand. The other thing is to realize how much fun it is, actually, to come together with people like you and me and create the new world. Because here's that's what right. You're going to find. The red pillar people have no sense of humor. I mean, the black pill people, they have no sense of humor. And the people who are afraid have no sense of humor. So go where people are laughing. And now you said, you know, you play hockey with a bunch of women. I mean, okay, how could it get any better than that? You don't need to bang them over the head with your hockey stick. You idiot, you just had a flu shot. You're not doing that. So you are in that moment. You're being a beacon of sanity and light. Now, here's the other thing that people need to realize. Divine love, God's love coming through us, is a toxin to toxic people. They will hate you for it. So just know that. And that's how, you know, what the Bible says, by their fruits ye shall know them. So I've noticed that in the truther community, there have been people who won't even come near me. You know, it's like, why? Well, now I know why. I mean, I've learned this, you know, through the time. And what we empaths do, we healers, we go, oh, my God, is something wrong with me that they don't love me? Mm-hmm. It's actually that you are, you know, you're too bright. You're too bright. So we have to remember, us empath healers, that we're air purifiers. And everywhere we go, we make things better. But it's like, you know, as a surgeon, I've done a lot of abscess work. And so the pus is coming up and you incise the top of the abscess, and then you have to reach in with your fingers and break up the loculations and see how deep the thing goes. Well, with COVID, which we thought was just about some virus, nope. By the time you found the bottom of the abscess, you're up to your armpit. We didn't know how bad this thing was. And then, but each person has to decide how far down into this rabbit hole you want to go. Like if you listen to Gene Decode, or sometimes Michael Jaco or Lee Merritt, they know people who have fought in these deep underground bases. And the people who fought there and know what's down there and what they've seen, it's so disturbing that they need real rehab. So I know,
yeah.
I don't want to go down there. Just like on Instagram, I don't want to look at the pictures of all the dead babies in Gaza.
Yeah,
It doesn't help me. So it's almost counterintuitive. We think running into burning buildings is going to help people. It actually doesn't. It kills you. So you need to stay where you feel effective and with well-being and self-care, self-love are absolutely essential. And the problem with narcissists and energy vampires and Draco reptilians and sea cars and all of these parasitic species that took over planet Earth, they cannot create. What they do, they use humans and they use our imagination, like the Matrix, to create a world that they can live in. They use our creative potential to create a world for them. So then you realize, oh, okay, I'm not going to create your world for you anymore. And by the way, I'm not afraid. And by the way, I know I'm immortal. So come ahead and get, someone said to me, why are you still alive? You know, with what you've been saying, I said, because I'm not afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not. And Cal says, the minute you feel afraid, you're feeding them, you're giving them loosh. So you just say, okay, I'm afraid. And then you ask your soul, your higher power, Jesus, to come in and remove the fear. And with love, the other thing Hal says, you're constantly giving them a chance to repent. When you do the letters of notices of liability, you give these people a chance to say they were wrong. Now, most people, okay, are you noticing this? Like Emily Oster's famous article in the Atlantic Monthly, mistakes were made on both sides. It's time for COVID amnesty.
I'm not there. Mistakes were,
mistakes were not made on both sides. This was, as the Peter Bragan says, the psychiatrist who got rid of prefrontal lobotomies, by the way, the conscience of psychiatry. He said, no, this is not mistakes were made. This was the predators, the global predators.
Very much and so.
So we need to know that's who it is. But if you've ever been in a relationship with a narcissist or a borderline, it's a bottomless pit to try to keep them happy, because they don't have anything inside. Just like these, you know, Draco reptilians, they have nothing inside. And we are actually way more powerful than they are once you wake up to it. Plus, you know, I hear from Elena Danan, they got the Orion Hive Queen, so we're okay.
I always say they can't be kept in positions. I mean, we cannot
No.
They cannot stay where they're at, period. End of story. They don't rule over us anymore. They have to be eliminated, period.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no,
they are being eliminated.
Yeah. And there's no other option.
No, no. And I believe that's what's been going on. I mean, I just listened to Simon Parks and he said, Kate Middleton is in witness protection right now. I thought that was fascinating. He said, because they are dismantling the royal family. But in 50 years from now, the Brits will still have their royal family because they made a deal. Okay, you still have your myth of the royal family, even though Charles is being taken out for the pedophile that he is and all of the rest of it. But you can keep that icon because not having it would do more damage. Because this is, I mean, look at what's happening to so many people. All of their trusted sources are falling.
That,
you know, but I remember Spotlight about the priests, you know, in Boston. I mean, remember the end of that movie? You sit there and you're seeing the credits roll of every priest all over the world. And this was going on and has been going on. So that's where we are. Only now it's all the doctors, all the pharmaceuticals, it's all the governors, it's all the, okay, here's what I say about these lizards. They're better looking than we are. And they're often charismatic, but they're dark, 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 dark. And their day is coming to an end, and they know it. So right now with this eclipse coming up, it's going to reveal some stuff, and it's kind of Custer's last stand. But the light is going to win. And so, and you came, and everyone listening to this came to be here for this turning of the ages. It is the most exciting time in human history.
Well, we're going to have to leave it with that because that's a good ending. Where can people follow you? Because I know you're all, you have the five docs that you're part of. You have other things you're part of.
Got the five docs, and we're doing our boot camp, which starts April 4th, I believe. And that's going to be for anyone who wants to improve their health. You're going to want to sign up for our boot camp because we're going to call it Setting the Record Straight. And every one of us has so many years in clinical practice. And I love the group. So you just go to learning for the number four, learningforyou.org. And you can sign up for that. I also have a Substack, True North. And but you can get the links to everything on Dr. Northrup, NORTHRUP.com. You know, I'm on X and Truth Social, and I put most of my gnarly stuff on Telegram because you can.
Because you can. Yeah, you find the places that are free.
Yeah.
Free speech. Yeah.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been fun, Sarah. Thank you.